And this brings us to the scale factor, also known as the K factor and the projection factor. It has lots of names. It's the factor that was originally designed to keep this limit of distortion between, again, what's on the Earth and what's on the map to one part in 10,000. These scale factors are therefore ratios and can be used as multipliers to convert ellipsoidal lengths, also known as geodetic distances, to lengths on the map projection surface, which are also known as grid distances. So to convert from geodetic distances to grid distances, and vice versa, you can go the other way too. In other words, the geodetic length of a line on the ellipsoid multiplied by the appropriate scale factor will give you the grid length of that line on the map. Now please notice that I'm talking about the distance on the ellipsoid in reference, not as measured on the surface of the Earth. The scale factor is to move from the ellipsoid to the map and back to the ellipsoid. You can go from grid to geodetic and geodetic to grid. However, there's another factor that we're going to talk about that will get you from the topographic surface of the Earth, where the measurement was made, down to the ellipsoid. But at the moment, we're talking about the scale factor. Now here, in this image, you see a state plane, a grid plane of projection. Here is the horizontal line. And between the standard lines, the scale is too small. And outside, the scale is too large. So a line might be between the bases of those two red arrows on the ellipsoid of reference. It will be projected inward. And as you see, as it's projected inward, the line shortens. That line, B, small b, as you see, we'll have a scale factor at the K1 position and a scale factor at the K2 position. So, to get the scale factor for the line, the approximate method is K, the scale factor, equals K1 plus K2 divided by 2. In other words, an average of those two. Now, if one wanted a precise scale factor, the scale factor equals K1 plus K2 plus 4KM, in other words, 4 times the mean, divided by 6. These are two ways of calculating the scale factor. Generally speaking, the approximate method is certainly adequate, except for very long lines. And a typical state plane coordinate zone, represented by a grid plane of projections cutting through the ellipsoid of reference. As mentioned, between the intersection of the standard lines, the grid is under the ellipsoid. There, a distance from one point to another is longer on the ellipsoid than on the grid. That's the plane. This means that right in the middle of a state plane coordinate system zone, the scale is at its minimum. In the middle, a typical minimum state plane coordinate scale factor is not less than 0.9999. Outside of the intersection, the grid's above the ellipsoid, where the distance from one point to another is shorter on the ellipsoid than it is on the grid. There, at the edge of the zone, a maximum typical state plane coordinate system scale factor is generally not more than 1.0001. Now, these are the multipliers. These scale factors are the multipliers that one uses to move either from the ellipsoid to the state plane, that's the grid, or you can use the inverse to move from the state plane back to the ellipsoid. Scale factors are for the reduction of lengths.